This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, don't go looking in the wrong place for happiness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, we are here at your service on A to Z, talking about Islamic lifestyle. And today we are talking about don't go looking around in the wrong place for happiness. You know, we live in a life, and of course, I guess naturally, you know, a human being looks for happiness. They want to be happy. They want to be cheerful. They want to be satisfied, you know. They don't want to feel like they have this emptiness inside of themselves all the time. So it's completely natural for a human being to want to be happy. And of course, you know, it is being happy and being cheerful and being, I guess, happy is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants for human beings. And they want the, you know, Allah wants people to be happy not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. And of course, more so in the hereafter, because it's the eternal life. Who would want to be unhappy in the eternal life? So for example, if for whatever, you know, reason and whatever, you know, situation or condition that we're living in, you know, we most probably won't be able to attain ultimate happiness or perfect happiness because, you know, that's the way the world is. It's not a perfectly happy place as it is. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the world, it would be heaven. But heaven, on the other hand, is eternal bliss. It is eternal happiness. And so that's something that we need to keep in mind so that we can work towards that eternal happiness. One, two, we are able to kind of bear patiently the unhappiness that is going to naturally occur in this material realm.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about don't go looking in the wrong place for happiness. Now, in the previous segment, we had talked about how, you know, happiness is something that is natural. Also, that happiness is something that is attained in its ultimate and perfect form in the hereafter in heaven. And unhappiness is one of the side effects of this material realm in which we are temporarily living in at the current moment. So what are we saying, I guess, here so that we can get to a conclusion before time runs out? And that is that, listen, we all need happiness. We're searching for happiness, you know, at least to the best of our extent that we can attain it. But that does not mean that we go looking for happiness in the wrong place. So what do we mean by wrong place? Well, looking for happiness in things which are considered to be sins, the disobedience of the Almighty Allah, you know, the breaking of the commandments of the Almighty Allah. We will never find joy or happiness in these things. And that's something that we need to really, I guess, realize and understand and fully comprehend that, listen, listening to haram music, looking at haram things, saying haram things, things which are prohibited, which are breaking the rules of Allah, none of these things are going to bring us happiness. So don't go looking in these wrong places for happiness. Contentment and satisfaction comes about via the nearness to the Almighty Allah, via the closeness to the Almighty Allah, and everything that brings us close to the Almighty Allah is something which will bring us happiness and satisfaction and contentment, you know, and will fill up that void which we are trying to. And a perfect example of this thing which will satisfy us is a Islamic lifestyle.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.